You're listening to Stephanie and Fox, where we aim to educate, enlighten, and evolve your intimacy.
You can find us at stephanieandfox.com to learn more about counseling, self-study courses, and retreat services that we provide.
This show contains adult content about relationships, intimacy, and sex, and is meant for those 18 years and older.
Now please, sit back, listen up, and get ready to evolve your intimacy. Hi, and welcome to our show this evening.
Yes.
Thank you for tuning in.
So today we're going to talk about a lifestyle club. And for those of you that are not familiar with the lifestyle is basically a group of alternative relationships. It looks many different ways. Some people call it swingers. Some people call it polyamory, BDSM, kink. But really it's open, consensual, non-monogamous relationships for those that are sex positive and sexually enlightened. And today,
I'm going to say sexually adventurous.
Adventurous?
Yeah, not enlightened. Adventurous.
Enlightened makes us sound more,
bougie?
Bougie? Well, I wasn't going to say bougie.
I think that we are adventurous.
But I'll be bougie. I would like a bougie paycheck. That would be wonderful. I'm very excited because those of you that commonly listen to our show, I've been in the lifestyle for 24 years. And sometimes when I say that number, I surprise myself and I look back and go, wow, it's really evolved. And some of it's positive, some of it's negative. And we're going to talk about some of that stuff, specifically tonight about lifestyle clubs. We have both Anthony and Wendy from the Paradise Club. And I found them on Facebook. Well, I actually found their group on Facebook, and I started looking at what some of their followers and their members were saying, and it was a very positive message. And then I started asking them questions on social media just to get some feedback because I hadn't heard about them before. And I was very happy to learn that they actually teach their members and educate their members, whether they're new in the lifestyle or not, on things like etiquette, sex education, communication.
Yeah.
And that was very surprising to me because, again, me being kind of a senior veteran in the lifestyle, I have only come across 4 other clubs, them now being number 5, that take the time to give back to their members.
Yes.
And really to give back to the community. And so we have them on the line.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring them on now. Wendy, Anthony, good afternoon.
Hello.
Hi, guys. Thank you for taking your time to talk to us and join us this evening and tell us all the wonderful things that the Paradise Club is doing for the community.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
So what I would like to do, both individually, Wendy, you first, Anthony, you second, is just tell us who you are within the professional setting of the club, because later on in the show, we're going to get into who you guys are personally. But how did you come into the Paradise Club? What's your title there? Let's start with that first.
Well, how I got here is a long story. I'm not going to get into that whole thing. But I came in about 4 years ago, and I came in as the Paradise Club secretary. And I am pretty much, Anthony's right hand as far as, everything that we do here. I'm involved in marketing. New members. I do the new member workshop that we're going to talk about later. And I do a lot of the new member phone calls. So.
And Anthony, what about you?
I started coming to the Paradise Club with my wife in 2013. I guess you could call us swingers. We weren't very good swingers. I'm sure we'll get into this story later on of how, but I became the boss, and I pretty much run the nut house. Is the best definition of what I do.
Okay, so when we reach out to you guys, I would like to know, and we're going to switch this up, Anthony, from you first, then Wendy, you second. What is, if the listeners are going to pull anything from today's show about your club, what would you like that to be? What would you like the one thing to really stand out?
Resonate
with them.
Here they're not customers. We kind of very much go by the motto that once you're here, you're family. Our customer service is probably our number one priority. Our theory on everything is if the couple is happy in the lifestyle, the couple will continue to come to the club. If you have a couple that are uneducated, make missteps in the lifestyle, can't get along, can't communicate, you are not going to have a member couple very long. They're going to be they're either going to break up, they're either going to have marriage issues, or they're going to be out of the lifestyle. And that doesn't help anyone. Doesn't help the club, doesn't help them. They haven't gained any communication education once they're out of the lifestyle. So we would prefer to start them off on the right bat and try to educate them and help them along the way, and hope that once they get to the point where they know how things are supposed to be done, that they continue to share that, whether it be on social media, Facebook, whatever other social media is out there, or at parties or at other clubs or meet and greets or swing websites, whatever it may be, that the education continues.
Wonderful. And Wendy, what about you?
The biggest thing for me is that, you know, we promote being a big family and that we're here for our members. Pretty much everything else Anthony said, there's just nothing like the Paradise Club to me. It was the first club I ever came to. And I've gone to a couple others since. It's pretty much home for us. We call it our clubhouse. So.
Okay. Wonderful. So tell me, Anthony, you kind of told us somewhat of the ethos of the Paradise Club. Where is the Paradise Club located? How does someone get involved? How do they find out more information? And what is kind of the process of membership look like?
The Paradise Club is located in the Poconos. It is in the Tannersville, Bartonsville area. We do have a website. It's the paradiseclub.net. If you would like to find out more information about us, you can go to the website. On the website, you can fill out a new member request form. Once you fill out that new member request form, approximately a week before the party, usually Wendy will call you and we'll go through a memorized rundown of the club, of what we expect from you, of what you can expect from us. At that point, she answers any questions.
Ladies, are you ready to take your intimacy to the next level? Head over to our website to find out about relationship, intimacy, and sex counseling.
And gentlemen, are you needing a little bit more? Join us at stephanieandfox.com to learn tips on how to communicate with that special someone and ignite that flame.
Now, let's get back to the show.
And that's how you get confirmed for the party.
Okay. Now, I've been on your website, and I see that a large majority of your events are constantly being sold out. Wendy, why do you think that is, and how do you keep that going? I mean, obviously, you guys are doing something so positive that all your events are constantly selling out.
Yeah, I mean, it's a matter of the education that we give. When people come to a party, we've been recently getting anywhere from 20 to 30 new members a party. I think with, everything that we've done, people keep seeing it. We've been growing more on social media. We've been growing more on SLS and other different websites out there for the lifestyle. So I just think people come in, they see what we do, and they keep coming back. We have a decent group of regulars that come to absolutely every party, and then we get those people that come once a month. We get people that come, you know, a couple times a year. We get people that come from other states. We have a entertainment director now, and he has been fantastic in our marketing area. He's talked to people. He went to Hedo in Jamaica, and he brought people from there. Like, once somebody hears about our club and they actually get here, they want to keep coming back, just because of the environment.
Awesome. So personally, why did you decide to get involved with the Paradise Club?
I decided to get involved with the Paradise Club because it feels like home to me. My boyfriend's here. Anthony's my boyfriend, and I've made so many friends here, and everybody here is just wonderful. It's a great group of people. We don't discriminate here. I mean, there's people from all walks of life, and we just have a really good time. So I found it so welcoming, and it's just a fun place to be. It's a lot of work, but I love what I do. So,
yeah. And Anthony, how about you? Can you answer that question for me? What made you and your wife originally reach out to the Paradise Club?
It's funny. We live in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. And we were going to New York City, and New York City clubs were a little fast, and it was a little expensive to go there. So we decided to go west. And we found a club with a indoor heated pool, a hot tub, and a billiard room with a pool table. So there were other things to do here. Also, there were places to have conversations. It wasn't just a nightclub with loud music, which most of the time in New York City is, you can't get away from the music. So that's originally why we came here.
Can we just revisit the fact that you said there's a pool, heated pool, a hot tub, and a pool table?
Yes, there is.
Okay, I just needed to make sure I heard Olympic that correctly, size. So when I do come, I can be prepared.
There's no diving board, baby.
Belly busters? I mean, anything. Cannonballs? I'm no. Prepared.
There actually now is two hot tubs. There's one outdoor hot tub, and we also have an indoor hot tub.
Wonderful.
Oh, I'm ready to go.
It's going to have to be next year, honey.
Do y'all need educators? I'm ready to come educate in the hot tub.
I don't know that I'm ready to move to PA just yet.
I don't want to move. We can go visit.
True, true. That we can do. We are all about travel, as our schedule shows.
Yes.
So, coming from Wendy first, Anthony second, what do you feel makes you guys so unique compared to other lifestyle clubs?
Pretty much everything that we do. Everything from the food, all of our food is made homemade in-house. Anthony's wife is in charge of making our meals. Like this party we have, we call it an all day, all night coming up this weekend. We have two meals, a lunch meal and a dinner meal, and then we have dessert. And like I said, everything's mostly made homemade in-house. We always have a plant-based option as well as gluten-free options, because that's what people are doing today, and some people need to do that for medical reasons. So we try to have, you know, the best of the best available as far as food. We have, when our new members walk in, everybody is welcomed. We have our entertainment director. He has all these things that he has planned for every party. We are starting to do seminars now on different things like BDSM, or a seminar we are just talking about, like, what if this happens? So there's so many different things that we are trying to incorporate into the club. And again, we say we are paradise. We're a family. So
I like the fact that y'all have food. I mean, that I've been to a few clubs and they've never had food. Never, like, gluten-free options especially. I mean, they've never had that for us. We've had cupcakes. Why are you looking at me crazy?
Because they've had food.
They've had cupcakes. They've never had food like this. Homemade food? No, they haven't. Not the ones I've been to.
Yes.
No, they haven't.
You may have had a teeny teensy bit too much vodka that night.
Babe, I'm telling you, I can tell you exactly what was served. I know exactly the night you're talking about.
Okay.
There was not good food.
Well, moving away from the food, I want to kind of get to what Stephanie and I find extremely important and uplifting and something that really gives back to the community that a lot of lifestyle clubs don't do in general. And that's the education portion and the seminar portion of what you guys are doing. So what I would like you to do is kind of, for our listeners, really just map out, let's say Stephanie and I are brand new to lifestyle. As a couple, we've decided we're going to pull the trigger. We reach out to you guys and you realize, or we tell you, hey, this is our very first time at a lifestyle club. We've been in the lifestyle for 3 months. We've played with one couple only. It wasn't a great experience, but we're still interested. What does that look like? What type of education courses do you guys provide? And really just kind of spell that out for us.
Well, when a new member calls me, that's usually something we ask. You know, are you guys new to the lifestyle or have you been in it a while? So if someone says they're new, I will, you know, go through our whole, we have a whole rehearsed rundown, like Anthony had said, that we explain about the club. And then, you know, I make sure if they have any questions, and I always try to reassure them, like, come out, just have a good time. There's no pressure to do anything here. Have drinks, have food, and, you know, just hang out, meet new people and talk to people. We do something when they come in, they get a different color wristband than our members so that they are visible to people so that others can greet them. And then we do our new member workshop, which is our real education once they're here at the club. We go through, you know, the story of the club and, you know, we talk about how we're a family. Sometimes we'll have them introduce themselves to one another so that, you know, it's another place that they can feel comfortable meeting other people. New members sometimes are afraid, you know, to walk up to somebody because they're still not sure of everything. And then we just rules of the club. We talk about communication, try not to drink too much, things like that. So we go through a whole gamut of different things within the lifestyle that, you know, will be helpful to them. Like we even go as far as talking about, you know, things that can happen when you're in rooms with other people. So say, you know, we call it failure to launch. So something like that happens and guys think things are broken. Mm-hmm. So we go over that. You know, I get an excuse a lot of times, we're not coming to the party, from a woman because, you know, it's that time of the month. So we talk about, you know, all the different things that could happen as much as possible. I mean, it's about 20, 25 minutes we're down there. And sometimes if people have more questions, we'll stay down there longer. We do the seminar down in our pool table room. So that's why I keep saying downstairs. So yeah, it's just as much as information we can give in that short amount of time to make them feel comfortable is what we want to do.
And Anthony, what about from your point of view?
It's a really hard question for me to answer without me explaining a little bit of history. So we came here as members in 2013. Relatively quickly, we came here in June 2013. In December 2013, we started helping at parties. By March of 2015, we were running the place. There is an original group of nuts that was four couples. When we took over, the reason why we took over, quite frankly, is because if we didn't take over, the place was going to close. We were split between three states, New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. We kind of knew that our friendships were going to get much more difficult. So to keep us together with a certain number of base members, which is what we call our pretty much every party members that we had become friends with, we chose to do what we had to do to keep the place open. We took over on a Wednesday. I believe it was a Friday night. We all met here. And we sat down and we started to map out what we wanted to do and how we wanted to do it. The original eight, the thing that kept coming up was how hard it was to be new in the lifestyle, that no one really helped you out, that there at the time there really wasn't a lot on the internet. And you kind of just searched, found a place. Nobody talked to you about things like safe words or safe sex or communication. So that became, I guess, our initial priority was to build a club that was very new member friendly, that would also cater to the existing members, to the veteran members, but we were not going to bring couples in here, have them alienated, because a lot of them do not come and they're not very personable because they're nervous. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to find ways to do that. And initially, that's where the new member workshop came from, was when all four couples came in to the lifestyle, there was no one there to say, hey, we know how you feel. These are the things that you need to know right off the bat. And I think we all know the number one thing is communication. And When my wife and I, way back in 2002, went to our first club, we didn't speak a word on the ride there, and we didn't speak a word on the ride back. We had no idea. And the other three couples pretty much said the same thing, that no one was there. There wasn't a book that you could read. There wasn't really anything. So that became our number one priority, was to do that. And then it was to be customer service friendly and to feed everybody the best food we possibly could. I mean that is the truth. That's really our three biggest priorities initially, was to do that. And it's just really snowballed over the years that, the more organized we got, the larger staff that we got, the more diverse the staff that we got, we have been able to go in different directions, to be more organized, to spend more time pinpointing things that we think are missing in the lifestyle. Little things. Our next special seminar is this Saturday, and its title is Your First Trip to Hedo, because, well, nobody tells you, you have to go do all the legwork, and there's still guesswork. The first time that I went to Hedo, I overpacked. I think everybody overpacks. You don't know that they have a gift shop that pretty much has everything that you could possibly need or want.
And it's affordable.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that, but it was affordable. Just throwing that out there. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, right. It was.
That's, you know, everybody questions, well, what about the food? Well, what about this? Well, do I have to be naked everywhere? Well, do I have to do this? Well, we decided we're going to do a seminar that answers all of those questions, so the members don't have to go look themselves and get an incomplete answer. All of us have been to Hedo multiple times. I don't know if we're experts. I know some of us are experts. it's like anything else. We plan on having a BDSM seminar. I am not an expert in it, but we're gonna find someone that is an expert in it. Social media and the lifestyle, which is a very huge thing right now. Wendy is more of the social media whiz. And what do you go on? Do you go on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, MeWe? How do you connect with people? How do you keep your business secure? That your business isn't all out there for, you know, your aunt or your kids or grandma to see. I think these are all things that are greatly missing from the lifestyle, that people aren't spending the time and educating their members. And you know, if you're a new couple in the lifestyle and you blow your stuff up on Facebook by mistake, you're out of the lifestyle. Most people, you know, pack their bags and get out because they're embarrassed. And that doesn't do anybody any good. Mm-hmm. So I hope that answers the question. It's kind of a hard answer for me because it's been a long time. And it's almost like raising a child. Like, you know, in the beginning, the goals were very small goals. Mm-hmm. Now, 7 years later, the goals are getting much, much bigger.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
The amount of change just since I've been here is amazing. Like, it just keeps growing and growing. So
We're an evolving club. We don't like to be stagnant.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's what we do. We evolve.
It's a good way to be.
Yeah. We help evolve your intimacy, and you are evolving their lifestyles.
All right, so we've done a lot of talking about the Paradise Club, how you guys are different, who you guys are to the club. Now I want to talk a little bit about who you guys are personally. So I've heard Anthony mention his wife. I've heard Wendy mention his wife, but also mention she's the girlfriend. So Wendy, you first. What's your guys' relationship? What's the dynamic look like? How do you classify yourselves, if you classify yourselves at all? Spill the beans. We want to hear it.
Okay. Well, Anthony's my boyfriend, as we've said, and he's married. It's hard to classify us because I'm not really polyamorous. I'm monogamous with Anthony. We do partake in the lifestyle very sparingly. And we met here about 4 years ago, Anthony and I, and I came into the lifestyle, and I teach all of the new members to not come into the lifestyle for this reason. I came in to try to save my marriage at the time. And that's one of the things, like I just said, I teach them not to do that. The lifestyle is to enhance your relationship and not to take away from it or to try to save it. So I came in for that reason. After a while, I ended up meeting Anthony, and things just kind of evolved over the past 4 years to now his girlfriend. And I've been his girlfriend for the past 4 years, but we've gotten much closer, and we work together with the club on a daily basis, friends. But there's intimate relationships between only certain of us. certain parts of us, I should say.
Oh, we understood perfectly.
Yeah.
So Anthony, Anthony, you've defined yourself as polyamorous or just you and your wife are open? What does that look like for you?
I guess I've defined myself in a lot of different ways throughout the years, to the point where I don't even really bother doing it anywhere. I'm kind of me. Mm-hmm. and my wife is kind of, she's one of a kind. She's her. I guess I would fall under the definition of polyamorous. 4 years ago when I met Wendy, I was coming out of what was an ugly ending to a relationship, which happened to be with Ryan's now ex-wife, I was pretty gun shy of I guess the lifestyle of polyamory, and really wasn't interested. I was gonna be monogamous and still run this club, and then my secretary fell into my lap, and
literally, right?
My mind.
No, I'm just kidding.
which is kind of why I don't want to define myself, because I'm not real big on change, but change seems to happen when it should happen. Mm-hmm.
So when you say she fell in your lap, is that like one of those porn scenes where she was in a short skirt, bent over to grab something, and slipped backwards, and oops.
It wasn't wearing any underwear. Happened?
No, you know what the true story is? She wanted pool chalk.
She what?
Yep, I asked him for pool chalk.
Wanted pool chalk.
Pool chalk, and that's how all this started. Hey.
And that's pretty much how it all started. What?
So it did start with something long and hard. I mean, it's a pool stick. Pool chalk goes on. I'm just saying.
Yeah, you're reaching there.
That was too much.
Too much.
I reached too far and long.
Oh, and that's, again, wow. One thing I do like is that the beauty of the lifestyle is your relationship can look any way you want it to look. And I love your story and how you're sharing that with us, because people out there think, well, you know, society says I'm supposed to be married to one person, and oh, I'd be cheating if I did this, this, and this. And society defines our relationship dynamics so strongly, and that's just absurd to me. So hearing that you guys are open about what you're doing, your dynamics, you're really going to be helping a lot of our listeners realize that they don't have to, there's no one way to do this. Wendy, you said that you're monogamous with Anthony, and I love that. And Anthony is not, and that's perfect. Oh, I'm getting a look.
I mean, it's her
words. Anthony?
Yeah.
So the beautiful thing is, so for instance, I'm going to use Stephanie and I as an example. I've been poly. I've been part of a polycule. I've been polyamorous, because those two things are not one and the same. I've been a swinger. I've been non-monogamous. And at this point, I only classify ourselves as an open non-monogamous relationship, because a lot of people need those parameters to understand our relationship. But as a whole, Stephanie and I are just Stephanie and I. That's just how we are. My relationship with her is forever evolving. It's very dynamic. We have a significant couple that we joke around and say, you know, if we ever went poly, that they would be our couple. We have friends we play with. We have friends we don't play with. I mean, it's just, we kind of just do what we want when we want to, as long as we're both comfortable with it. And that's really what we do. And there's no real title for that. Because I personally don't like to be locked into walls or a title or four corners or a box. Like, that's not really my thing.
Or me.
Yeah.
Right. Where Stephanie's a rule follower. She does better when she understands the dynamic and there's a title to it, because she enjoys that. Sometimes I think because she thinks she'll get in trouble if she goes outside those rules, but she never has yet.
I still struggle with that. I mean, that's just, but that's what was ingrained in me. And I really appreciate that you guys help these couples process through that, because I'm sure that some of the couples come to you guys, the new couples, they have that ingrained in them and they think, you know, there's that element of guilt. There's that element of insecurity. There's that element of, oh my fucking gosh, what did I just get into? And you kind of take the mystery away from the beginning. You're like, nope, let's remove all of that.
Yeah. And I really don't like the titles or the names for things, because it's sometimes it's a way to kind of explain to people a little bit what somebody is, even though I'm not necessarily in the monogamous box. I call myself that because he's the only person that I date. He's my only boyfriend, anything, like, as far as a relationship is concerned. Yes, sometimes we do dabble in the lifestyle. I'm bisexual. I like women. So we do that sometimes, but for the most part, it's he and I. But I definitely don't like the title thing, but sometimes that's the only way to explain it to people, I guess.
Mm-hmm. I understand that completely.
Yeah. So I want to switch topics and really...
Uh-oh. I don't know where you're going with this. He's going off script. This is going to be good.
I do this sometimes. It's just what I do. So earlier, you guys said that... You know what? I'm not even going to go there. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I'll do it at the end of the show. Because I was going to jump into fantasies and stuff, but that is our last segment, so I'm not going to go ADD on you.
So stay tuned for their fantasies.
So I want to hear from both of you. Cynthia reached out to you, and then we got in touch talking. What was the, I guess, agenda or importance of topic on why you wanted to come on today's show? Not what you want the listeners to get out of it. Now I'm asking more of, why did you say yes?
I think because we're on the same page with a lot of things. We want people to know that we are educators in the lifestyle. We want people to know that there are good places, comfortable places that you can go and be yourself and learn about the lifestyle, meet like-minded people, and you don't have to be afraid, because I think there are people out there that are interested but are very afraid or just not sure because they don't know where to turn. So I wish there were more places like us out there, and I was very excited hearing from you guys that you're very like-minded with us. So,
and Anthony, what about you?
I truly believe that if we can provide a safe place for couples to come to be able to be themselves and not be in a box, and we can do our small part in trying to educate and help them move along in the lifestyle, then every club, every organization should be able to do it if we can do it. We do it on a volunteer basis. This is not any of our careers. Other clubs around the country, around the world, if we can do it, every other club should be able to do it, and they should want to do it.
Yeah, I agree. That was also part of my agenda as well, because we have actually contacted lifestyle clubs in the past and basically offered, said, hey, allow us to come in for an hour, you know, teach a journey course, teach an introductory course, let us do a Q&A, whatever that looks like. and the first question is, well, how much do you want? And our immediate response is, we don't want anything. We're not asking for money. You're going to allow us to advertise in us providing the course to begin with. So that's enough for us. Mm-hmm. What we're after is that educational piece, is that, hey, this can be a safe and comfortable journey into the lifestyle and doesn't have to be so scary, as long as you have people that are not only in it, but that are also educated on, you know, the psychological mental side and the safety side as educators. And because that's what a lot of people push back on, is that concern, is that, you know, that voided space of not knowing. And a lot of people fear that, and fear is normally what keeps us from doing something we really want to do. Mm. You know, that's the basis. Right. A lot of our clientele are new couples, a year or less in the lifestyle, that have had a major hiccup or are just afraid in general. And part of what we do is help them transition into the community very slowly and very safely at their own pace. Mm-hmm. You know, so
well, I can only speak for the Paradise Club, but you have an open invitation to come here and hold a journey class anytime you want.
Yay!
Whatever we have to do to make that happen, we will make that happen.
Well, all I need is some good food and a heated pool, and I'm there.
You might need.
I like
logistics.
That girl. I like her.
I mean, you—that's you. You take care of the logistics. I just need a heated pool and.
I take care of logistics, but you schedule things.
I know.
Yeah, we have terrible.
We have a good system going.
Yeah, we play off of each other's weaknesses and strengths, and it works very well. I'll double and triple book just because my brain doesn't understand dates or times. It's true.
Yeah.
It does happen. Okay, so now I want to get into the fun. Okay, so you guys are a couple. Anthony, you're married. You have a girlfriend. Your wife has a boyfriend.
Y'all are living the life.
Very sexually dynamic. There's a lot of different moving parts. So, I have a three-way question here.
Uh-oh.
Wendy, uh-oh. What is a fantasy of yours that you would like to fulfill on your own? It can involve anyone, including Anthony, but I want your fantasy, not your fantasy as a couple. Then I want Anthony to answer the same question. And then, as a couple that is dating, I would like you to answer that together.
Wow, no pressure.
No pressure at all.
Oh, wow. That's a little bit of pressure.
I have a feeling this might get me in trouble.
Well, let's not get
I mean, I'll answer
trouble.
It anyway. You have to go first.
But would it get you in trouble, or is it going to get you laid?
I mean, it might feed the seed.
It might feed it.
The seed is already growing.
Well, I mean... One of my fantasies is to watch him have sex with another woman. I haven't seen that yet, so that's definitely on my list. We've gone, we've been with another couple, and it's usually just been me with the other woman, him soft swap with the other woman. Me a little soft swap with the other guy, but I've never actually seen him have sex with another woman that's not his wife. So that's definitely a fantasy for me.
All right, Anthony.
Come on, Anthony.
It's your turn now.
He's like, wait,
well, I had planned to answer this by saying I wanted to win the lottery and build the mecca of all swing clubs, but that wasn't the question that you really asked. So my fantasy is the couple that we have soft swap with and that she has played with, taking that the whole way to fruition is kind of the fantasy.
Okay.
I'm simple. I'm very simple. It isn't like this crazy story. It's just that.
I liked both. I liked creating the mecca of clubs.
I do too.
Because there's nothing wrong with that.
Wait. Can we create the mecca of clubs?
Don't take him deep.
Let's create the mecca of clubs in the Charlotte room. I don't know. What do you mean?
You know, in the mecca of clubs, there will be a Charlotte room. Yes.
There will
be a Charlotte room.
Good.
Now,
And it she's the unofficial princess of the Paradise Club.
There you go. So now for the end of that question, and it cannot be as a couple. What is a fantasy of your guy, or what is something you guys would like to accomplish sexually that you haven't yet, if there's anything?
I don't know.
Wow.
We haven't really gone there, I guess.
I think between the club, and we're pretty structured in what we do. So Wendy and I have a full date night once a week. We have a dinner date night once a week. My wife and her boyfriend have a full date night and a dinner date night available to them once a week. We have two parties a month, usually every other weekend here. We have overnight date nights where we boyfriend and girlfriend come together and kind of spend the entire night and part of the next day. So we're pretty structured. We've really spent the first 4 years of our relationship trying to build the strongest, most dynamic relationship we can. Like Wendy said earlier, we've dabbled here and there. And I think a lot of times it's the work aspect of it, the party, that really hinders us doing much, or even the fact that I would say 75 to 90% of our conversations are based on the Paradise Club.
And when it comes to like a party night after working so hard, I just want to be with him. So, you know, that's a lot of times that's where that kind of goes. So we haven't really gotten that far yet into fantasies. We've only been together for, you know, 4 years. So maybe down the road, who knows?
We have date night Thursday night. I have a feeling that fantasies will be the subject of the conversation, though.
Yay! Now.
Perfect.
I love
it. See what we did there?
I know.
We can help people. I told you some people listen.
Oh, stop.
Or maybe they just laugh at us. I don't know.
No, and I love that you guys have such a structured system. I love structure. I thrive off of it. This one wants fly by the seat of your pants, and that drives me crazy.
Well, and here's why. So I come from I'm prior military, prior federal, and so everything's been structure, structure, structure. So now that I'm retired, I'm like, the hell with structure. I don't care about this anymore. The only structure I like is waking up early in the morning, working out, and after that, I don't really care anymore. I want my life to be chaos and chaotic, and I'm happy with it. It feels good.
But and as a professional who sees clients on the hour every hour, I can't do that. I have to schedule in my stuff, and it's on my calendar.
You should have gone in the military, put in the time, and retired.
Oh,
I'll
really?
Tell you.
Yeah. I was a public school teacher. That's what I was doing. I was in the battlefields.
That deserves a full-time retirement after 5 years.
I did it for 10.
So what is the most interesting sex story you guys have as a couple?
It's got to be Hito. It's not going to be that interesting to them, I don't think. But.
It's not. Yes, it will be. Have we heard it before? Nope. So it's going to be interesting.
The last time we went to Hito in Jamaica, we were there with our friends, one of which was Charlotte and her husband. And he's just the guy that breaks Charlotte. No, I'm kidding. That's we love him. He's a sweetheart. Anyway, so we were in the hot tub, and you know, just things got really hot and heavy, and Charlotte and I were with Anthony for a little bit, and then she actually made me squirt for the first time. So that was
oh wow.
And Anthony actually told him to do it. Like, I didn't ask. And so her husband is quite the expert when it comes to that. So.
Very nice.
I, too, have squirted on the side of the pool at Hedo.
Yes, you have. With a toy and a girl and a crowd. And
oh, yes, my gosh. It was so embarrassing.
It was sexy. It was absolutely. So we actually, if you guys are interested, if you go to our website, stephanieandfox.com, and look under blogs, we have three different Hedo blogs that we've written. One of those blogs, I'm not going to tell you which one because now I'm going to make you look at all of them, is all about Stephanie and all her sexual exploits.
It's my daily diary.
In front of everyone, predominantly the 10 days that we were there. 10 days or 11
10
days?
10 days.
10 days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it was quite phenomenal.
Yeah, I did a daily diary because I'd never been, and I wanted people to experience it through my eyes. And then I did another article, Tips and Tricks, where I interviewed people who had been there many, many times. And I wanted them to tell me their best practices, and it's a fun article. And then he wrote one. Who cares about it? No, I'm just kidding.
Who cares about that guy?
No, he wrote one from his perspective. But I get a lot of positive feedback off of the daily diary because I put in there what we eat, everything. Like, what do you want to know? It was just, let's just lay it all out there.
Yeah, it's pretty in detail. So we're coming to the close of the show. What I would like you guys to do is answer this both separately. For individuals that are considering getting into lifestyle or been in the lifestyle and maybe they're struggling or, you know, they have some falsehoods or some ideologies that were placed in their head because of a bad experience, what is some advice you would like them to hear? And then also, obviously, people in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania, pay extra close attention, and then I would like you guys to remind us where they can find you again.
The best advice I could give somebody is to seek out a club like us, a therapist that is involved with the lifestyle like you guys, or a show like your podcast. I mean, like, just listen to other people's stories. That's one of the things I talk about in our new member workshop. Go on a podcast and listen and hear other people's stories, or find that person. I will direct new members to our Facebook page and tell them, hey, you know, there's 630 other people on there that are in the lifestyle. Get to know some of them. Things like that, I definitely think will help for sure. And of course, you know, if you're in the Northeast, come to the Paradise Club and see it firsthand. Our website's theparadiseclub.net. Yeah.
How do I follow that? The website's theparadiseclub.net. I guess my biggest piece of advice is we're in a lifestyle that's supposed to be non-judgmental. No one wants to be locked in a box. The more you communicate, the better off you are in this lifestyle. So with the various websites and the various lifestyle websites and podcasts and everything, reach out to people. Learn. A lot of people don't know how to communicate with anyone. You come to a party with, you know, 70, 80 couples, whether it be a club, a hotel, a house party, whatever it may be. Actually talk to people. Seek other interesting people out. We have a spot in the night where we do something that's called We Are Paradise. And what it is our entertainment director brings five or six members up and introduces them to the crowd and asks them, you know, four or five questions. How long have they been coming to the club? what's their favorite hobby. And then when he gets to the point where it's what's their favorite hobby, he tells them, if you have a hobby that is the same, maybe you want to talk to this member. And it's all done. And look, it wasn't my idea. It was his idea. It was a great idea.
Larry's the best.
Larry's the best entertainment director in the world. I just want him to hear that.
Yay, Larry. Woohoo!
But this is something that he specifically did to get people to talk to each other. That's where we came up with different wristbands for new members, so that our base membership, our veteran members, would go seek out the new members and start some kind of communication. That's also the basis of our Facebook page and our other social media, is to connect people between parties. So maybe you're not comfortable in a public new member workshop with, you know, 10 to 15 other couples to ask a question, but maybe privately on the side, you have questions that you need answered. People just need to learn how to communicate. It makes this life we live a whole lot easier with communication, and with non-judgment, which you know that's the bag answer for everything is non-judgmental, and we all know that we have judgmental people in the lifestyle. We need to educate them and change them over to not be judgmental. And the new members and really the members that have been in the lifestyle for years would have a much easier time if they weren't worried about being judged within. Mm-hmm. We all know we're going to get judged from the outside. We just want to get rid of the judgment on the inside.
Yeah.
That's such a
profound statement.
Yeah, and so strong, because it's so damn true.
We judge ourselves as humans daily. Going to a lifestyle club, women, and I'm sure men do this too, but I can only speak from a woman's perspective. We question, should I have eaten today? Do I look bloated? Is my hair okay? Am I going to be sexy? Is anybody going to want to have sex with me? Is anybody even going to want to talk to me? There's so many things that we place on ourselves and we judge ourselves about, you know, just, it's crazy. We don't need judgment from other people in our lifestyle. We do it enough to ourselves. And so I love the fact that that's the thing that you hit on, is to be judgment free. No mm-hmm. judgment.
Absolutely.
That should be our goal. Mm-hmm. That should be everybody's goal in the lifestyle.
Absolutely.
I think it should be everybody's goal in life, but we'll start with the lifestyle. We'll see what we can do there.
True.
One community at a time.
One community at a time.
Well, guys, it was a pleasure talking to you. Thank you for being so open about not only your club, your relationship, but your ideologies, your ethos, what you guys really feel and what you guys feel is important within this community as a whole, because we need more advocates and people within the industry that actually care about this community and aren't just trying to pull from someone's back pocket.
Yes. Yes. Truly. And I hope we get to see you guys soon. I would love to come out and do workshops. And I mean, seriously, let's get some dates on the calendar. Let's get our listeners up there.
Yeah, please. Anytime. Thank you so much for having us on the show today.
All righty.
Wonderful. Well, you guys have a good night.
Good night, guys.
Night.
Thank you for listening to our show. And remember, you are not in this alone, and we are here to help.
You can check us out at stephanieandfox.com and subscribe to all of our social media accounts to get free resources about evolving your intimacy.
Have a good night.
Have a good one.